You and I, audio described exhibition tour. As you enter Eastside Projects, you'll find yourself in a large warehouse space. To your right is the front desk, and further in front of you at the end of the right-hand wall is a small corridor which leads to a grey door that opens into the second gallery. On the wall, to the left of the grey door, there is a black powder-coated metal shelf on which you will find a small publication which explores many of the ideas and experiences that underpin the exhibition You and I through a text developed through conversations with artist Natasha McVoy by curator Jess Fernie. To the right of the shelf, hanging from the wall, is a circular black single-ear headphone. If you hold it up to your ear, you can hear an audio version of the text read by Natasha. It is also available to listen to on the stream page of the Eastside Projects website. As you walk into the second gallery, you encounter You and I. A large-scale projected film almost fills the entire width of the wall. Ending close to the floor, you feel almost like you can step from the gallery into the dense woodland that two women are walking through. It must be spring or summer as the trees are in full leaf. Filming from behind or above, a drone camera follows the two women as they walk along a dirt path. Akin to the view in a slightly glitchy single-player video game, the camera's gaze and focus shifts as the drone slows, adjusts, and maneuvers to avoid trees and branches whilst maintaining a safe distance from the women. The women look similar. Both have wavy, light brown hair and are wearing trousers and long-sleeved tops, one pink and one red-coloured. The film is interspersed with close-ups of a hand-knotted wig held over a sink as brown dye is washed out with a showerhead. Simple and sometimes discordant strings play gently in the background, accompanied by a woman singing different vowel sounds. The moving image traces across the wall as the light from the film reflects in a cluster of dark green, high-gloss vinyl shapes that are scattered across the wall's surface. Resembling fractals or butterflies, these flat forms are in fact a traced outline of Natasha's legs as she sits cross-legged on the ground. Another skeletal version of this shape, made from four ceramic elements with a pale, yellowy-green glaze over a densely textured surface, hangs a slight distance away from the others, in the center of the wall, glistening. To the left and behind the doorway, the wall is lined with a white net behind a monitor that plays the Mom, Mom video on loop without credits. Both films drift in and out of one another, with the soundtrack from You and I filling the space at a volume that is easy to speak over and have conversations. Mom, Mom has audio via headphones. In the corner, also watching the films, are two sculptures, teenagers. Made from metal stands with upturned glass jugs as heads, covered in cut-off hoodies, they lurk quietly in the corner, their form mirroring the head block and wigs that feature in the films, just as the white net makes a macro image of the delicate big lace. Mom, Mom opens with a close-up of a hand twirling a strand of hair inside a moving vehicle. Behind the hand is a window to the outside world, a blur of green trees and foliage tracking in and out of the frame. These shots are mixed with close-ups of a wig being made by hand, Natasha's head and hairline being measured, and a head block being prepared to resemble Natasha's head shape before the wig is fitted onto it. In the background, a woman's voice sings a melodic refrain of Mom, one iteration layered over the next as the film continues on.